This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As the National Right to Life Convention kicked off this week in Overland Park, Kansas, President Trump wrote delegates endorsing their work to defend the unborn from abortion. He wrote that we all have a duty to defend the most basic and fundamental human right, the right to life. After Justice Anthony Kennedy's announced retirement, at least one media outlet is calling abortion doomed. Lost in the discussion of winners and losers is what Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society says. Mr. Leo, who helped draft the list of potential candidates, explains that as much as he and others may want Roe v. Wade overturned, the means to such ends is in how the Constitution is interpreted. If not done right, each generation could revisit abortion, making it merely a political football and not a legitimate right to life. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today.
In other headlines, with a high court nominee soon coming from the White House, pro-abortion Senate Democrats are vowing to oppose any Trump nominee. Pro-abortion Republicans in Congress are becoming as rare as pro-life Democrats, and a shocking new Gallup poll finds, despite a significant drop in approval, a still favorable public view of Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.